Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, an off day in the final round. Heat index at Prairie View up in Carmel, 111. Dustin Carver's second-ranked South Panthers wound up sixth to state champion Garen Catholic.
Yeah, I mean, it just wasn't our day. Even yesterday, I could see that we were off just a little bit. It just kind of carried over. You know, you can't be too off at the state championship. But like you and I always said, you know, two days doesn't define the season.
No.
The season that we've had.
You know, Happy Gilmore, great to see the young man. Just on his consistency, make All-State. He finished T-17, was your team medalist. And also Connor Beyond, T-21, he had a 76 on Wednesday. They're both sophomores.
A testament to his consistency and the way that he played and just the game that he has. And then just Connor, I think, you know, we compared numbers from this year to last year at the state, and I think that he rose, you know, almost 46 spots from last year to this year. And so, you know, just a tremendous kid. The future's bright for both of them.
Any question about that? Billington South, head coach Dustin Carver, what an outstanding year. The Panthers wind up sixth in the state. Our thought for this Thursday, change starts with listening and learning before speaking and teaching.
Here, Joe, Smith. Weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, it's been a tradition now, a Bloomington tradition, the longest-running match play tournament in the state of Indiana. And come July, it'll be the 94th annual, as our spokesperson Chris Williams tells us about the city tournament and some important dates.
All the regular flights have until July 4th to register and get their qualifying score in. So they only need one qualifying score by going into Cascade, getting an official scorecard that they'll hand to you that they verify that this is the one that you're going to use. Have that submitted by July 4th and you are in. That includes also for championship flights. The one big difference for the championship flights, as we know, is they are going to have a qualifier on the weekend of June 25th and 26th. Their deadline is going to be on that June 22nd. Basically, it's a little bit of a tighter window for the championship flights, but if you're a regular person who plays in the championship flight, you're aware of that.
That is City Golf spokesperson Chris Williams, himself a three-time champion. So, again, next Wednesday, the 22nd, the first key date for those championship flights. Our thought for this Thursday, seek to understand before being understood. Have a good one. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.